Title: Blueprint for Impact for Deep Jungle Atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. All right, welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a deep jungle atmosphere layer in Ableton Live 12 that feels physical, like humid air in a room, distant movement, vinyl haze, tapish blur, and crucially, it sits behind your drums and bass without turning your mix into mud. Think of this as a DJ tools approach. You're building an Atmos and effects layer you can loop for 16 or 32 bars, drop into intros and outros, and actually perform with a few macros. No expensive plugins required, just solid stock Ableton workflow. Before we start, here's the mindset that makes this work. Your Atmos is a supporting actor, not the lead. If you can clearly listen to the Atmos like it's the main thing, it's probably too loud. The best Atmos is the kind you only notice when it disappears. Step 0. Project setup. Keep it clean. Set your tempo somewhere in the 165 to 174 range. I'm going to pick 170 BPM, because that's a comfortable jungle and DNB middle ground. Now make a few groups. Drums, bass, Atmos, and optionally effects. We're focusing on Atmos. Next, set up return tracks. This is a huge part of the shared room sound in jungle, because returns give you consistency and control. Return is short verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Go for a room or a studio vibe, not a huge hall. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. And here's the key. Low cut the reverb somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. High cut around 8 to 12k. That darker top end instantly feels more old school and less glossy. Return B is dub verb. Also hybrid reverb, but bigger. Decay around 3 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 25 to 45 milliseconds. And low cut even higher, like 350 to 600 Hz. That's what stops the fog soup from swallowing your low mids. Return C is dub delay. Use echo. Sing it. Try 1/8 or 1/4 dotted. Feedback 25 to 45%. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 7 to 10k. And add subtle modulation so it wobbles just a bit. Quick teacher note. The reason we do returns first is because it changes how you build everything. Instead of slapping a reverb on every channel and praying, you're placing sounds into one or two consistent spaces. That's how it stays cohesive and mixable. Now step 1. Build the airbed. This is your continuous layer of presence, like air moving in the room. Inside Atmos, create a track called Air Noise. You can drag in a vinyl noise sample if you want, but I'll show the stock-only option, because it's powerful and reusable. Create a MIDI track in Atmos called Noise Gen. Add operator. In operator, enable noise. Now we shape it. Add auto filter after operator. Put it in band pass mode for that focused hiss, or low pass if you want it darker. For band pass, set frequency roughly 1.5 to 4 kHz and resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. We're carving a lane, not blasting full spectrum noise. Then add saturator. Drive about 1 to 4 dB. Turn soft clip on. This is a density move, not a distortion move. Then add utility. Set width to maybe 80 to 120% and turn bass mono on around 150 Hz. Even though it's noise, this keeps your low end stable and mono compatible. Now add movement. Go back to auto filter and turn on the LFO. Set rate very slow, like 0.05 to 0.2 Hz. Amount maybe 5 to 15%. This is the difference between static hiss and living atmosphere. Finally, send noise gen to returns. A little to short verb, maybe around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. And a touch to dub verb, like minus 24 to minus 16. Keep it subtle. You're building depth behind the drums, not washing the whole track. Step 2. Add a texture or field layer. This is what makes it feel like a place, not a plugin preset. Create an audio track called Field Texture. Use anything. Rain. Station ambience, crowd murmur, distant road noise, jungle wildlife, room tone, tape hiss. Even better, record 10 to 30 seconds on your phone, a fridge hum, a stairwell, outside your window. Drop it into live, turn on warp, use texture mode, stretch it 2 to 4 times, and you've got a unique signature atmosphere. Process it like this. First, EQ 8. High pass it somewhere between 150 and 300 Hz. Steep slope. If it starts fighting your snare area, dip gently in the 2 to 5k range. That's the crack zone. Next, auto filter. Low pass at around 6 to 12k for a darker vibe. We'll eventually map this kind of control to a macro, so you can do fog in, fog out moves. Optionally, add redux for grit. Keep it restrained. Bit reduction around 10 to 14. Downsample 1.5 to 3, and mix only 10 to 25%. If you hear obvious digital destruction, back it off. We want texture, not a headline effect. Then utility, width maybe 110 to 140% if it needs space. But do this carefully, because wide noisy layers are usually the first thing that collapses in mono. Coach tip: do a mono check early. Put utility on your master temporarily and hit mono. If your whole vibe disappears, don't panic. Usually it means your field texture is too wide or too facey. Narrow that layer first before you start eking everything. Step 3. Add a pad drone. This is the musical mood. The air bed is high and fizzy, the field texture is character, and the drone is the emotional glue. Create a MIDI track called Pad Drone. Use Wavetable or analog. In Wavetable, choose something smooth, signish or warm. Add unison lightly, 2 to 4 voices. Low pass it somewhere, between 400 Hz and 2K depending on how bright you want it. For MIDI, keep it simple. Hold one note for 8 or 16 bars, ideally the root of your tune. Or do a tiny 2-note movement for tension, like a down to G. In jungle, the less your Atmos talks, the more it supports the drums and bass. Now processing. Auto filter, low pass starting around 800 Hz. At a very slow LFO, like 0.03 to 0.1 Hz. Subtle movement, long breath. Then chorus ensemble, amount maybe 10 to 25%, slow rate. That adds width and shimmer without screaming chorus. Then hybrid reverb as an insert, not a return, just for character. Decay 2 to 4 seconds. And again, low cut high, like 400 to 700 Hz, because pads love to eat your bass space. Then EQ 8 after high pass 200 to 400 Hz, and if things cloud up, dip gently around 250 to 500. Quick frequency lane concept to keep you out of trouble. Noise bed usually lives mostly in the 2 to 10K shimmer zone, thin and airy. Field texture is often the 400 Hz to 4K character zone, but you avoid the snare crack. Pad drone is mostly 200 Hz to 1.5K mood, but controlled and filtered. If you keep those lanes in mind, you'll stack atmosphere without fighting yourself. Step 4. Glue it together and make it playable. Select your noise, your field texture, and your pad drone and group them. Call it Atmos Bus. On the Atmos Bus, put EQ 8 first. High pass it around 120 to 200 Hz. This is non-negotiable for jungle tools. We're not competing with sub. Optionally, do a tiny high shelf down, 1 to 3 dB above 8 to 10K, if you want it darker and more take than sparkle. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1, set threshold for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is just gentle cohesion. Then saturator, drive 1 to 2 dB, soft clip on. Then utility, bass mono on at 150 Hz, width around 90 to 110%. You can go wider on individual layers, but on the boss you're thinking stability. Now macros, because this is where the DJ tool mentality kicks in. Put an audio effect rack on the bus, and create a few macros. Macro 1. Atmos LPF. Map it to a bus auto filter cutoff, and set a safe range. For example, 250 Hz up to 8K. Don't map 20 Hz to 20K. Performance safe means you can't accidentally nuke the mix. Macro 2. Space. This can control your sends to dub verb and dub delay. The idea is one knob that opens the room, but again, set safe ranges so it never hits full blast long reverb forever unless you intentionally want that. Macro 3. Grit. Map to saturator drive or redux mix if you're using a dirty layer. Macro 4. Move. Map to the LFO amount on your noise and pad filters, or even a tiny tremolo style pulse. Optional but really useful. A width macro that never messes with the bass. Keep bass mono on, and only widen the highs. Step 5. Impact moments. This is where expensive transitions come from. The trick is not constant FX. Impact needs contrast. You save the flashy moments for phrase endings. First impact, reverse reverb swell. Take a short sound, a vocal stab, a snare, a chord hit, anything quick. Duplicate it. On the duplicate, add hybrid reverb 100% wet, decay 4 to 8 seconds. Low cut around 500 Hz. Freeze and flatten that track to print the reverb. Reverse the rendered audio clip. Now place it leading into a drop or a section change, like the last half bar or last bar before the next phrase. Pro move. Fade the reverse in gently and low pass it a bit. Deep jungle swells are often dark, not shiny. Second impact. Dub delay throw. Make a short stab or hit. Then automate the send to your dub delay return so it spikes on the last hit of a phrase. Think bar 8, 16, 24, 32. That's where jungle arrangement breathes. You don't need throws every time. One or two per 32 bars feels classy. Third impact option, a subtle downlifter. Use noise and automate a filter sweep down from about 8K to 500 Hz over one or two bars, and give it a touch of dub verb. It's simple, but it makes transitions feel intentional. Step 6. Sidechain the Atmos to the break. This is the breathing that makes it roll. On the Atmos bus, add compressor. Turn on sidechain. Input your main drum track or drum bus. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds so drum transients still pop. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Set it by feel with the tempo. Threshold so you get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. You want inhale-exhale motion, not obvious pumping like house music. Alternate method if you want lighter movement. Use auto pan set to 0 degrees phase, so it becomes tremolo. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/4, and keep the amount very low. It gives rhythmic breathing without compressing. Step 7. The DJ Tool Arrangement Blueprint. We'll do 32 bars, because it loops nicely and gives you clean mix zones. Bars 1 to 8. Fog in. Use noise plus field texture only. Slowly open your Atmos LPF macro. Light short verb. Nothing too attention grabbing. This is your I'm blending in zone. Bars 9 to 16. Tension. Bring in the pad drone quietly. Add one subtle dub delay throw near the end of bar 16. You can slightly increase sidechain depth so it moves with the break. Bar 17 to 24. Statement. Place a reverse swell leading into bar 17, so it feels like the room expands. Briefly push the space macro for a reverb bloom, then pull it back. That push and pull is important. Long reverb constantly on just becomes a wash. A moment of space feels bigger than permanent space. Bars 25 to 32. Exit or mix point. Filter down. Remove the pad. Leave noise plus texture. Keep the low end clean so you can mix into the next tune without fighting subs.